Thousands of Fair Vote Canada volunteers have been putting up door hangers this election to keep the conversation open on proportional representation. But in new Liberal leader Mark Carney's campaign platform, abandoning the first-past-the-post system is not a priority. Electoral reform has been on the political agenda in Canada since 1919. The Liberals ran on proportional representation in the 1921 election under the leadership of Mackenzie King. But in 2021, a century later, that proposed policy went to Parliament, and it lost. Former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said not abandoning the first-past-the-post system was his biggest regret. He told Canadians this when he addressed the nation on January 6th during his resignation speech. Here's what he said.
I do wish that we'd been able to change the way we elect our governments in this country so that people could simply choose a second choice or a third choice on the same ballot, so that parties would spend more time trying to be people's second or third choices, and people would have been looking for things they have in common instead of trying to polarize and divide Canadians against each other.
So after a century of organizing, why couldn't Trudeau change the electoral system? Why did it fail? The grassroots citizens advocacy group Fair Vote Canada has been asking the federal government this very question. They've been advocating for a change to the electoral process for the last 20 years. They want proportional representation. Longtime electoral reform advocate and activist Sharon Somerville spoke with our station on behalf of Fair Vote Canada last week. Here's part of our conversation. I'm wondering, for those unfamiliar, could you break down what proportional representation is?
Sure, absolutely. So proportional representation is actually an umbrella term which covers many different types of electoral systems, but they're all based in one principle. And that principle of fairness and equality is expressed in the electoral system as if a party gets 10% of the vote, a party gets 10% of the seats in whichever legislature we're talking about. If a party gets 30% of the vote, they get 30% of the seats, hence the name proportional. So the seats that parties would receive in any legislature would be proportional to the votes that they received.
Electoral reform isn't part of the new Liberal leader Mark Carney's campaign. Is it dying?
Oh, you know, I would say really, really strongly, Mia, it's probably I'm a greater force than ever right now. And I would say that because although it's not an electoral issue in this election, because we know that this election is all about our relationship with the United States and the, you know, the economic sort of crisis that's facing us because of how integrated we are into the states and the economic systems, that's really taking up all the air.
Somerville says the campaign promise Trudeau made in 2015 had nothing to do with proportional representation. His preferred system instead was using something called ranked ballots. Here's why his proposal never made it to Parliament.
What Justin Trudeau promised in 2015 was that this would be the last election using first past the post, and that he was going to make every vote count. And boy, those of us that have been working in the trenches for electoral reform were so excited, because that's the language of proportional representation. To make every vote count, there has to be some element of proportionality in the system. But in the 10 years, you know, since Justin Trudeau made that promise, we learned a few things. And that was that Justin Trudeau's preferred system was something called ranked ballot, or instant runoff balloting, or it goes by a couple of names. But basically, you rank the ballots, but you're still only choosing one member of parliament. And if you're only choosing one member of parliament, you are not getting, everyone doesn't have the same fair and equal voice. And what we know now is that that's what he wanted. And if that is not what he was going to be able to get, he wasn't going to enact any electoral reform. So you may remember, Mia, that back in part of the promise was to establish an all-party special committee on electoral reform, And he did do that. And, you know, the party, the committee had every opportunity to speak with the world's leading experts on electoral systems and various other aspects that relate to our electoral system as well, like, you know, voting overseas and changing the voting age and things like that. It was a very comprehensive investigation into electoral systems and all things electoral. And they did a fantastic job. They really did have the world's leading experts. And it was, as a, I hate to call myself an electoral reform nerd, but I kind of am. It was so exciting to have those people speaking with Canadian parliamentarians, people who were tasked to make a report to Parliament. So, unfortunately, because that report, that those experts did not recommend using ranked ballots. There was some politicking going on, you know, within the committee, within the report making. And what Trudeau finally said was, well, we couldn't find a consensus on this. We're not moving forward. The consensus he wanted to find, to be absolutely honest, was for ranked ballots. And no, that's not there because, you know, I think it was like 74% of those experts that testified before the special all-party committee testified that, yes, to have an equal, equitable, and fair electoral system, it has to have some form of proportional representation. That's not what Trudeau wanted to hear, and so he basically closed it down. That's why we didn't get it, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
Now, despite Trudeau's shortcomings, many third-party candidates are still calling for an electoral system where every vote counts.
Well, this is my fifth election. I've never been anywhere close to being elected.
That is Simon Luisi. He's a running candidate in Toronto Centre for the Animal Protection Party of Canada.
If there were proportional representation, we'd be making some headways. I feel I've been stifled. My voice has been stifled as a voter.
Luisi says the issue with fair voting is at the top of his party's agenda.
Canadians want change. Canadians want their vote to be meaningful. This is one of the main reasons why I myself is involved in this election for electoral reform.
First past the post is a winner-takes-all system. It's used in both the federal and provincial election cycles in Canada, meaning whichever party has the majority of votes wins the seat in their riding. Somerville says the winner-takes-all system is problematic. She claims it rewards some voices while discounting others. Here's another clip from our conversation.
Anyone that wins the election wins with a very small percentage of the actual voters, which shuts out a large percentage of the voice. And so, you know, in terms of governance, that is not a healthy thing. Governance should represent all of us. We all pay taxes. This is a representative democracy, but not all of us are represented properly in the legislature or parliament. And that's the basic fundamental issue with first past the post.
There is nothing on the People's Party of Canada's campaign platform about electoral reform or proportional representation. But their Toronto Centre candidate, Nathan Masri, told our station many voters are unhappy with the options they have.
The People's Party is the party to clean that whole mess up that has been created by the old passé parties that we keep voting back in power.
The PPC candidate told us voters are feeling apathetic right now.
I took 2 months to speak to constituents since I was approved as a candidate in February and up till they called the election. A lot of them are undecided.
At a Toronto St. Paul's meet and greet last Wednesday, our station spoke with Leslie Solomonian. She's a registered voter who showed up to learn more about the candidate's platforms. But with less than 2 weeks away until the election, and even after the chat, she is still undecided.
Great. Don't know who I'm voting for yet.
We're figuring it out.
I mean, I don't like any of them, but, you know, that's where I'm at.
We asked her why she came out to the meet and greet and what she was hoping to gain from hearing from the candidates.
The first answer is I'm really committed to democracy, and I'm honestly very cynical because I think our electoral process is deeply flawed. We don't have a direct representation, and frankly, I don't think the party that's likely to win is going to represent my concerns. So I'm cynical, but I still feel like it's my privilege and thus my responsibility to vote, so I'm going to show up and learn more.
The Marxist-Leninist candidate for Toronto Centre is Philip Fernandez. We sat down to speak last week. Fernandez says many voters have lost hope in the democratic process.
Many Canadians and many young people don't vote because they don't see the use of it. You know, I was listening to a radio station where somebody was saying, you know, it's very difficult this time around within the choice of who I want and who I don't want. And I don't want to vote for this person because, but, you know, if this person comes in, it's going to be worse.
Mm.
The issue is no matter who gets in, it's going to be worse.
Fernandez says there's a lot of pressure for people to vote, especially when the stakes are this high.
Any question that you want to talk about, war and peace, housing, anything like that, people have been fighting for a long, long time. And during elections, we are supposed to forget about that fight and then take up their agenda.
When we asked Fernandez to summarize his party platform, this is what he told us.
The main thing we are fighting for is something called democratic renewal. You have 16 political parties running, and certainly in this riding, we have an independent. When it comes to discussing the issues, or even so the national debate that we had yesterday in French and today in English, they talk about it being the leaders' debates. But where are the other leaders? And where is the possibility of actually giving some fresh ideas to break away from this?
The Marxist-Leninist candidate says his goal is to bring power back to the people, calling for a true democracy where individual citizens have decision-making ability.
Political parties should be like big clubs, big organizations to raise the political discussion and political culture. What we have now is everything is being depoliticized. The political culture is, you know, is being lowered and lowered.
A national public opinion poll in January found that 68% of Canadians support a system of proportional representation in Canadian elections. Sharon Somerville says she hasn't lost hope yet.
So I wouldn't say that, although it's not top of mind in this election, in terms of election issues, it is still very top of mind in the minds of Canadians.
You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM, CJTM in downtown Toronto. Our theme music is produced by Robert Johnston. Additional reporting by Gabriella Ponte. I'm Mia Johnson. This is the Local Journalism Initiative.